I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. President Donald Trump. Nothing theoretical about it now. Trump was sworn in as the nation's 45th president, right on schedule today in Washington. And in his inaugural address, he talked about giving power back to the people and about seeking friendship with all nations.
We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow.
President Trump also emphasized putting America first, always, and he talked about the need for unity. But it was clear in Washington today that not all Americans are feeling that unity right now. There were several anti-Trump protests, most of them peaceful, and after the inauguration, some protesters did clash with police just blocks from the inaugural parade route. The World's Maria Muriel is in Washington. Maria, describe what you've seen there this inauguration day.
Hey, Marco. Today in D.C., it's been quite a scene. I'd say there's a lot of the expected pro and anti people walking around. There's a lot of animosity out there. Some anti-Trump protesters and some Trump supporters were, you know, yelling at each other, insulting each other. But actually feels like a true cross-section of all of our American political opinions, really. People going out from all corners of the country and actually people coming from abroad. And I've seen a lot of dialogue happening, which is something that, you know, we've been talking about that's been lacking throughout this election.
Right. And last summer, you were at the Republican and Democratic National Conventions where it was pretty partisan, obviously. You asked people, though, what it means to be an American. And I'm just wondering if you find today in Washington, and the answer is much different.
I think really the most American thing, having been on this election all year and covered the conventions and everything, it's we really just like our freedom of speech. We're out there, we're talking with each other, sometimes yelling at each other. So today, actually, right before inauguration this morning, I spoke to a family from Florida who were here to support President Trump. And two women approached them. They were wearing these pink hats that we're seeing. They're for the Women's March tomorrow. And, you know, they had very different political opinions. At the end of our interview, we asked to take their picture, and they actually all hugged the whole family and the two women.
Wow,
for
really?
And anti-President Trump. Yeah, that's America. You know, that's what we're seeing here.
What are some of the things people have really been passionate to talk about, speaking of freedom of speech?
I spoke with a Native rights activist from New Mexico. She was here with a group called Red Nation. And when I asked the question about what America means to them, actually this activist, Jen, she told me that she doesn't really think America is a reality for her at all.
America isn't a thing. It's a fallacy. It's a political imaginary. And, you know, all of this state violence is always an attempt to validate the existence of the settler state on stolen land. That's why Native people are always being pushed to the fringes in their own cities, on their own land.
So she's focusing on environmental issues. She has been protesting a pipeline in New Mexico and supporting the Standing Rock protest that we all heard about earlier. But there's also been a lot of focus from people on national security and immigration. I met a really interesting 11-year-old kid from Georgia who sort of got himself really excited about the whole political process and the election. And he made over 300 phone calls for the Trump campaign.
Wow.
Because he really likes President Trump and he believes that Trump is going to fix our immigration system. That's his biggest issue. So here is Gavin Miller from Georgia.
We have way too many illegal immigrants and they are not paying taxes and it is just not right. We need to reform the immigration process.
All right. At the age of 11, that is one very committed Trump supporter. We should clarify, though, that undocumented immigrants do pay taxes to the tune of about $12 million a year.
That's right. And Gavin learned this from watching the news, he told me. He's very committed to watching the news and he reads Twitter. And so this is something that I think we as Americans and we as journalists, we're going to have to be a lot more careful about and a lot better at seeking the truth.
The World's Maria Muriel joining us from Washington, D.C. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Marco.